请弟兄姊妹们看到诗篇第二篇。
Brothers and sisters, turn with me to 2nd Psalm.
上主日我们从第一篇的里头看到神给人的在他生活里头所要拣选的道路。
So last Sunday we shared about Psalm 1, how God is showing men in the chosen path for them in their lives.
这个拣选是决定了我们一生跟永远的。
This choice will determine our whole life and our eternity.
因为神给人看到人能拣选的只有两条路。
Because God has allowed men to see what men can choose, there are only two ways.
一条是义人的路，一条是恶人的路。
One is the way of righteousness, the other is the right of...
什么叫做义人的路呢？
The other is the way of the unrighteous.
简单的话来说，就是拣选神做他的一切。
What does it mean to choose the way of the righteous? That is to choose God as his all.
什么叫做恶人的道路呢？
What is the way of the ungodly?
恶人的道路是特点在于说我能凭自己解决一切的问题。
And by what we consider the way of the ungodly is how he considered that his choice will determine all that he does. He chooses what he does.
用另一句话来说，我可以不需要神，我都能活得非常的丰富和满足。
In other words, he says that I don't need God, and I still can live a life of contentment.
这就决定了人与神那个关系。
This will determine the relationship between men and God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神借着诗篇，整卷的诗篇，来向我们传递一个非常宝贵的信息。
God uses the whole book of the Psalms to give us a very precious message.
基本上是透过一个人的经历，来说到他在神面前生命的成长。
Basically, it uses the experience of one man. It talks about his progression or his growth before God.
这一个生命的成长，
this growth of life,
带出的不仅是他个人在神的面前承受各样的祝福，
brings about not only his individual life and his individual experience of what.Blessings that he received from the Lord.
并且因着他这一个人所承受的祝福
And because of the blessings that this man has received.
和其余的神的儿女们所经历的同样的祝福合在一起的时候
To put together with all the other blessings received by the other children of God.
就成就了神那个永远的旨意。
Together, they accomplishes the eternal purpose of God.
诗人这里说到那个整体的事情不多。
So, not too much mentioning the whole picture or the bigger picture.
一直要我们读到诗篇最末了的那部分的时候，我们才看见这个形象出来。
Not until we go to the end of the book of Psalms that we can see the image.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
那一个形象是集合了全体的神的儿女们成长的结果来显出来的。
That image collectively tells of the result from the whole body or the whole children, the community of the children of God. Of
所以我们从第一篇读到这两条道路的时候，就引出了第二篇。
So when we read from the first psalm, it talks about the two ways it will lead us into chapter 2, or the second psalm.
第一篇跟第二篇这两篇可以合起来了，就是把整卷诗篇的这个要题点出来了。
So the first and the second psalm, together, they will bring about the theme for the whole book of Psalms.
那么第二篇说什么呢？
So what does the second psalm say?
弟兄姊妹们，请听我们念好就好了。
So listen, when we read this.
你们就跟着那个字句细细的想。
And you can follow and meditate upon the words.
外邦为什么争闹？万民为什么谋算虚妄的事？世上的君王一起起来，臣宰一同相遇，要抵挡耶和华并他的受膏者，说我们要挣开他们的捆绑，脱去他们的绳索。
Psalm 2, verse 1, Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, Let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us.
那坐在天上的必发笑，主必嗤笑他们，那时他要在怒中责备他们，在烈怒中惊吓他们，说我已经立我的君在锡安，我的圣山上了。受膏者说，我要传圣旨。耶和华曾对我说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你。你求我，我就将列国赐你为基业，将地极赐你为田产。你必用铁杖打破他们，你必将他们如同摇杖的瓦器甩碎。
Verse 4, He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. Then he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in his deep displeasure. Yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree the Lord has said to me. You are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance and the ends of the earth for your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them to pieces like a potter's vessel.
现在你们君王应当醒悟，你们世上的审判官该受管教，当存畏惧侍奉耶和华，又常存战惊而快乐。当以嘴亲直，恐怕他发怒，你们便在道中灭亡，因为他的怒气快要发作。凡投靠他的，都是有福的。
Verse 10, Now therefore be wise, O kings, be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way. When his wrath is kindled but a little, blessed are all those who put their trust in him.
那我们读完了第二篇的时候，
As we finish reading chapter 2,
我们就很容易又发觉一件事了。
Very easy for us to discover one thing.
因为第一篇指出了人对神的选择而不选择。
And the first psalm tells us what the choice of man is, whether choosing God or not choosing God.
就引出了天上和地上一些非常非常对人来说是隐藏的事。
So it will lead to something happening between the heaven and the earth, but that something is hidden.
但是对追求属灵的人来说呢，那就发觉大事。
But for those who are pursuing after the spiritual matter, they will discover something great is happening.
什么大事呢？
What is that major event behind this?
弟兄姊妹们常常都有机会听到属灵的征战。
Brothers and sisters would often hear this term, the spiritual warfare.
什么叫做属灵的征战呢？
What is this spiritual battle?
我们是有那个概念。
We do have the concept.
但是那个具体的情形是什么呢？
But what are the practical details?
我们好像能抓住，又好像抓不住。
It seems that we do have a good grasp of it, but we don't seem to be clear.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
借着诗篇第二篇给我们摸到了那个答案。
Through Second Psalm, God has allowed us to touch upon the answer.
属灵的征战
The spiritual warfare
是因着第一篇的那一个启示而引发出来的
It's caused by the revelation that's within the first Psalm.
因为当人拣选神的时候
Because when men choose God
那也就是说明了神以外的一切都不在他们要拣选的那个范围里
That explains that anything outside of God is not within their choice.
那如果人是这样的拣选
If men had chosen this way,
他是走在正路上
then he's walking on the right way.
人如果不这样拣选
If men did not make this choice,
他就走在恶人的路上
He is walking on the man on the way of the ungodly.
那问题就来了
So there's the problem.
那恶人跟义人又根据什么来分别出来的呢
How would you distinguish between the righteous and the unrighteous or the ungodly? We thank the Lord.
那一个我们又不得解说
We don't need to put too much explanation.
我们里面就已经知道的了
We know within us.
那我们走在那个得称义的路是因着我们拣选神做我们的生命。
We walk on the way of the justified. It is because we choose God, as our life.
我们不拣选神。
If we did not choose God,
我们就拣选了神的对头来做我们跟随的方向和主题。
Then we would have chosen God's opponent as the direction or the theme that we follow.
那这样。
This way,
那就显出一个属灵征战的那个实质来了。
Then we'll see the reality of the spiritual warfare.
那么从外面来看
，Outwardly speaking，
人因着我们的祖宗拣选了分别善恶树上的果子以后
，After men, our ancestor has chosen from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
在本性上毫无保留的是不拣选神。
In our nature, then without reservation, we do not choose God.
但是人可以拒绝神。
Even though men can reject God.
但是神却不拒绝人。
But God would not reject men.
因为神一直记得他造人的目的。
Because God remembers the purpose he created man.
他要完成那一个。造人的目的
He will accomplish that purpose of creating man.
所以在普遍的抵挡神的环境的里头
so in,
他要在其中找到不抵挡神的人
So in the greater environment of rejecting God, God will find that man who does not reject him.
他要找到那个拣选神的人
He will find the man who will choose God.
那当这一个拣选在属天的范围里头出动的时候那个就引发了那个属灵的征战。
So when this choice of choosing God happens, that it will touch upon something in heaven that's causing the spiritual warfare.
那这个属灵的征战怎么样显出来呢
？So how does this spiritual battle show display?
在天上有天上的部分。
In the heaven, there is its part in heaven.
但是因为属灵的征战，从一面来说。是人拣选神的人拣不拣拣选神的问题。
But when we talk about spiritual warfare, it's about how whether men choose God or not choose God.
从实际上面来说，是神不甘心人堕落到一个地步而成为抵挡神的人。
In reality, God is unwilling for men to fall to such a degree that they will reject God.
神要把他们挽回。
God is trying to recover them.
神要把他们带到一个地步，完全的脱离了那一个仇敌的手。
God wants to bring them to the point that they're completely away from the hand of the enemy.
那这个仇敌是谁呢?
So who is this enemy?
这里好像没说。
It seems that he's not mentioned here.
其实也说了。
But actually it is.
这一个抵挡神的那个领袖。
The leader for, in rejecting God.
乃是撒旦。
Is Satan.
撒旦称为世界的王。
Satan is called the king of the world.
那么因此他把在地上面所有的邦国都掌握在他手里。
So therefore all the nations and all the powers in the world are in his hands.
在第二篇里面
in the second
song, 我们就开始看到那一个具体的光景。
We begin to see the actual condition.
他说
He says,
外邦为什么争闹?
Why do the nations rage?
万民为什么谋算虚妄的事?
And the people plot a vain thing.
什么叫做虚妄的事?
What does it mean, these vain things?
为什么会产生争闹?
Why do they have this rage?
这是在地面的光景。
This is happening on the surface of the earth.
但是那个背后的原因是什么呢?
But what's behind it? What's the reason?
背后的原因是
The reason behind it is
世上的君王一同起来神在一同相议要抵挡耶和华并他的受膏者。
The reason behind it is the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed.
那弟兄姊妹你我们就看在这里看到一个实际的光景。
So brothers and sisters, we see the true situation here.
这个实际的光景
the true situation.
都在我们生活的时间和那个内容上面显出来的。
And this true situation is actually in our daily lives, and it shows forth around us.
我们简单的来说，就是地上是一片的混乱。
Simply put, it's all a mess on earth.
因为人在人那里争吵。
And people are arguing with each other.
但是我们不能不注意到。
But we can't help but pay attention.
造成这样的现象的那个源头是什么
What's the source that would cause such a phenomenon?
我们注意主的话是这样说
And this is the word of the Lord. Pay attention.
世上的君王
It says the kings of the earth.
有几个人
How many are there?
不知道
We don't know.
但是肯定一件事
But we can be sure of one thing.
不是一定不是一个人
It's definitely not just
也不是两个人
person, not just two people,
更不是三个人
It's not three people either.
是有许许多多
That's many, There are many of them
他们是分散在全地
They are scattered through the earth
但是他们有一个共同的意念
But there is a common thought among them
站在神的对头上
That they are against the Lord
那为什么他们会有这样的表现呢
Why would they behave this way?
因为他们都是服在一个领袖的管理耶稣的底下。
Because all of them are under the control of one leader.
那就是万王之地上世界的王。
And that is the ruler of this world.
那因此我们就注意到了。
So therefore we notice.
当人要拣选回到神那边
When men would choose to return to God
或者说翻过来
Or conversely
神要拣选人回到他的面前
God would choose men so that they would return back to him
这个世上的王就不肯放人
Yet the kings of the earth they would not want to let go
他不肯放人的时候他就用着各种各样的方法给人看到不需要接受谁
When they refuse to let go, they would want the people of the world to see that men don't need to choose God.
那因此就造成各种各样的混乱在里头这个不是诗篇上面要表达的事我是听心提一下就算了
So therefore it will cause all kinds of different chaos in the world, and this is not the main topic that the Psalms are going to express.
但是我不能不提一件事。
But yet I can't help but mention one thing.
地上的一切的混乱。
All the chaos in the world.
表面上好像是人和人中间的不相合。
On the surface is caused by the disaccord between men.
但是实际的背后有一个共同的目的。
But in reality, behind all this, there is a common
什么目的呢?
goal. What is this goal?
抵挡神和他的受膏者。
To reject and go against God and His anointed.
那这一句话就包含了很多事情在里面。
And this sentence includes a lot of things.
那它里面所包含的一切。
So all that's included in these words.
我们几乎可以说。
We could almost say this.
就是整卷的诗篇里头给我们所看到的那些细细的说明。
We could say that in these three words, it includes all the things that's talked about in the Psalms that's explained in more detail.
怎么去抵挡神呢?
How would they go against God?
神在天上。
God is in heaven.
神在他的宝座里头，谁都摸他不到。
He is upon his throne. Who can touch him?
但是你要抵挡神。
But you want to go against him.
我虽然不能抵挡
Even though I cannot go against the God in heaven,
而我们能抵挡神在地上的安排。
But we can go against the God's plan on earth.
那么因此弟兄姊妹你就注意了。
So brothers and sisters, you may notice.
虽然那个属灵的那个布局好像是这样。
Even though this seems to be the plan, spiritually.
但是神并不出面来对付撒旦。
But God did not go himself directly against Satan.
正如他起初造人的时候，目的是对付他，但是神不亲自对付。
Just like at the beginning when God created men with the purpose of going against Satan, but not, he would not go, and deal with Satan himself directly.
在造人的事上就显明神要借到他手中的工作让神的对头浮上来。
So upon the matter of creation of man, God shows that God would use his handiwork to deal with his enemy.
但实际在地上显出这个属灵的征战呢
But in reality, when it's exhibited on earth, the spiritual warfare,
乃是撒旦要打乱神所造的人。
It is Satan who wants to strike the men that God had created.
让他们不拣选神。
So that they would not choose God.
那这就是那个属灵征战的开始。
And this is the beginning of the spiritual battle.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
在诗篇第二篇的里面。
The second psalm.
神说出神怎么来对付撒旦这样的安排呢。
God tells us how he's going to deal with the enemy's plan.
神没有亲自的出手。
God did not deal with this with his own hand.
但是神在那里点出一个事实。
But God pointed out one fact.
这个事实就是说。
He says this.
神有一位受膏者是神特别显出来的。
There will be one, the anointed one, specially appointed by God.
那这个受膏者是谁呢?
And who is this anointed one?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
虽然在诗篇第二篇里边没有提到是谁。
Even though it's not mentioned specifically who this is in the second psalm.
但是你留意到这个人很特别。
But you would notice this is a special man.
在第二篇的事情上，第二篇的文字的记录上，他就只是说神的受膏者。
But with the words in second psalm, it mentioned that he is God's anointed.
那我点这个事物出来，目的在哪里呢？
So why am I telling you this?
然后我要让弟兄姊妹看到
I want brothers and sisters to see
属灵的征战
The spiritual warfare
是许许多多地上称得上做君王的人需要对付神所立的单一的受膏者
It is because of all the kings on earth they want to join together and strike against the one anointed one of God.
从我们一般观念来说，全地的人都合在一起，来对付你一个人，你这个人还能和我们抵挡什么？
in our general understanding, if everyone on earth is joined together to go against one person, how can that person still stand?
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
秘密就是在这里。
The secret is this.
将来虽然是一个人
Even though that is one person,
但是这一个人在表面上看显出来是神的受膏者
But this one man is shown forth as God's anointed
神所特别选召的那一个人
He is specially called out by God, that particular person
那这个人给出来的时候有什么特别的那个光景在那里呢
So when this person come forth, what is so special about him?
是特别的显明神要用着他来对付整个宇宙里头的抵挡神的势力。
When he comes out, it will show forth how God is using him to deal with all the opposing force in the universe.
那这个人是谁呢?
Who is this man?
第二篇里头没有给我们提到。
In the second psalm, it did not mention.
但第二篇里头就给我们看到神做了一件事。
But in second psalm, it tells us that God did one thing.
在什么时候做的呢
？When did he do this？
那在这里也没有提。
It did not mention here either.
但上次我们就特别提过了。
But last time I mentioned.
这都是在创世以前神所做的安排。
This is all done, arranged by God before the world was formed.
那因此那个受膏者。
And therefore the anointed.
是在地还没有成形的时候已经存在了。
Existed before the earth was even formed.
当然我们今天在新约里面的人是很清楚。
Of course, we as people who live in the New Testament is very clear.
这一个受膏者乃是指着神的儿子耶稣基督。
This anointed one is referring to the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
那么他什么时候受膏呢?
So when was he anointed?
创世以前
It was before the creation of the world.
他受膏的表现在哪里呢
So how was he anointed?
那弟兄姊妹注意了
So pay attention, brothers and sisters.
他说我
said,
我立我的君神对地上的一切的有权势的人说
God said to all those in power in the world,
我已经立我的君在锡安我的圣山上
I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion.
受膏者说我要全圣子耶和华曾对我说你是我的儿子我今日生你
The anointed one said, I will declare the decree the Lord has said to me. You are my son. Today I have begotten you.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们不知道属灵的征战，或者说不知道属灵的事情，
Brothers and sisters, if we did not notice about the spiritual warfare or we did not know about spiritual matters,
你怎么领会这两句话？
How would you understand these words?
那这两句话是蛮重的。
And these two verses are quite weighty.
重在什么地方？
How would you, why do you think
神在什么时候说话？
There is such importance because you have noticed what, when did God speak these words?
神在什么时候显明这个事实？
When did God show us this fact?
那弟兄姊妹，你特别注意。
Brothers and sisters, pay special attention. 当地上
满了各样抵挡神的事的时候，
When the earth is filled with things that are resisting God,
满了各种各样阻挡人要回到神的面前，
All the,
所做的工的时候，
All the world is resisting God's work upon men.
神就在哪里说了，
God already said,
你们这样混乱做这许许多多，
You are doing all these things in vain.
不能打乱我的安排。
You cannot disrupt my arrangement.
为什么不能打乱我的安排呢？
Why can you not disrupt my plan?
已经立了我的王在锡安，我的圣山锡安。
Because I have already set my king on my holy hill of Zion.
弟兄姊妹看到这句话里面的含义了吗？
Do you see the meaning in these words?
第一次时间。
Firstly, the timing.
地上的许许多多的事情在那里中弄得一塌糊涂的时候
when,
神就说了我已经
And so when the earth is already have already fallen into a state of chaos or, and messed up and God said I have already set my king
换一句话来说当你地上还没有这各种各样混恶人的道路在那里要阻挡人去回转到神面前以前
In other words, the timing here is before the world was in chaos, before the world had the ways of the wicked, of the ungodly, and not the resistant about choosing God.
神已经做了一件事。
God had already done this one thing ahead of time.
他已经为了他的名立了一个王。
He had already established this king for his people.His name.
那 这一个人是谁呢
And who is this man?
你光是这样看你不知道的
If you're just looking at these words, you may not know.
但是你再往前去看
But if you keep looking,
那位受膏者又在那里宣告一件事
The anointed one has proclaimed one thing.
宣告什么事呢
What did he proclaim?
宣告说
He declared.
我们中文圣经很清楚，英文在时间的表达上一点也不含糊。
In both Chinese and English, you can see the timing between the words.
耶和华曾对我说。
The Lord has said to me.
那弟兄姐妹先注意的，这注意这件事了。
Pay attention to this matter.
耶和华曾对我说。
The Lord has said.To me.
这个城是什么时候
What's the timing when the Lord spoke to me?
这里也没有给我们很清楚的记录
It did not show a clear record.
但是你知道
But you know.
这一个神曾经对他说话的呢
The one that has the God spoken to him.
就是上面所说的那个我已经立他来做那个我圣山上的做我的君王。
It's the very one that's referred to as the one God has established as king on his holy hill of Zion.
但是问题还不在这里。
But that's not the issue.
问题在底下那句话。
So, what's the issue about the words?
他曾经对我说。
He has said to me,
就是说这一个人这一个受膏者老早就已经出现在那里了
It's telling us this anointed one had existed long time ago before this point of time
那 你接上去上面神说的那句话你怎么去领会呢
So you put together with the words that God has spoken earlier about setting his king on Mount Zion
神对受膏者说
God has spoken to the anointed
你是我的儿子
You are my son
这难处也不大
That's not too difficult to understand
但是当然是大家下面那一句话
So the problem is are the following words
我今日生你
Today I have begotten you
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
矛盾不矛盾
Isn't this conflicting?
能在时间上说得清楚吗
How can you explain the timing of these different sentences?
我们如果随便的读神的话那过去就过去了
If you are reading God's word casually then you might just read on
但是你真要注意神说话的那个目的和内容
But you need to pay attention to the purpose and the content of God's word
这里面是非常有意思
It's very meaningful here
当神说 我今日生你
When God said today I have begotten you
跟上面上面怎么说呢
But yet you compare to the words before this, the previous sentence.
你是我的儿子。
You are my son.
我今日生你。
Today I have begotten you.
那弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
当神说这个话的时候，这个儿子生了没有？
So, what would you say when God had spoken these words? Is the son already begotten or not?
如果他没生出来，他怎么对我说话？
If the son was not born, how can he speak to me?
啊，他既然是对着我能说话，他一定最低限度不是一个小孩。
If he can speak to me, at least, at the very least, I'm not a very small child.
最低限度是一个都可以认识事物的人。
At the very least, I would be able to comprehend something.
但是问题在这里。
But the problem is this.
如果你没有生出来的话，
If you're not born yet,
你怎么有这个表现？
How can you act this way?
当你有这个表现的时候，
If you have acted this way,
那你跟神的关系是什么？
What is your relationship with God?
如果他还没有活在神的面前，
If he had not lived before God,
成为一个听话的人和跟随神
If he had not become one who could listen to God and to follow God,
所以才能成为一个受膏者啊。
In order to be an anointed one.
但是问题就在那里。
But the question is this.
神说。
God said.
这个不是我的定义。
This is not my determination.
这个已经是一个。已经成为事实了。
This has already become a fact.
但是怎么跑到底下出来那一句话？
So how would it lead to the next sentence?
你所以能这样，因为我今日生你。
The reason you can be like this today is because today I'm giving you, I have begotten you.
这两件事情能调和得起来吗？
How can you resolve this conflict?
能说得叫人觉得是说得清楚吗？
How can I explain to people?
啊，说了你要承担什么大事。
And so I've already said that you are going to receive and take over many things.
然后就说到我今日生你。
And then I say, today I'm giving birth to you.
那这话是今日说的，还是今日以前就说过的？
So are these words spoken today, or are these words spoken before today?
明明是在这日以前宣告了一些事。
And clearly, these are declared before it, this particular day.
但是在今日我才说。我把你生出来。
But today, I'm claiming that today I have begotten you.
你是我的儿子。
That you are my son.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在这话的里面是看到神所拣选的那个受膏者是谁。
In these words, we can see the chosen one by God, the who is the anointed.
是神的儿子。
He is the son of God.
但是难处是在难在哪里？
So where's the difficulty?
我今日生你。
That he said that today I have begotten you.
你怎么弄清楚这件事？
How would you clarify this matter?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那我们要整个诗篇提过的话来提一提。
We're using the words in the whole book of Psalms to mention this.
神在当时要对付的是在地上的众君王。
Who God wants to deal with are the kings of this earth.
和一切有权势的人，他就抵挡神的。
All the people in power who are resisting and going against God.
但是神用谁去对付他呢？
But who does God use to go against them?
神说受膏者。
God said the anointed.
那受膏者是谁呢？
Who is this anointed?
就是因为神已经立他做王的那一位。
He is the one that God had already established as king.
那既然神已经立他做王，
Since God had already established him as king,
怎么到神曾经对他说，我今日才生你的？
Then how come God would say to him that today I have begotten you?
如果从前没有这个人，根本就没有听说话的对象。
If this man did not exist before today, there is no person, there's no audience that God can speak to.
如果那是已经有了这个听话的人，怎么他今天 才生出来呢。
But yet, if this listener already exists, how would God say and claim that today he is giving birth to him?
弟兄姊妹们，如果从文字上面来看，我们是觉得非常非常难以明白的。
Brothers and sisters, if we are just looking at these words, it's very difficult to understand.
读英文圣经的呢，也许会比读中文圣经的，好一点。
Maybe the English readers would be easy, a little easier for them to understand.
容易引起你对这个事情的认识。
And maybe it will cause you to understand this matter a little easier.
如果我们读中文圣经呢，你就是搞得头昏眼花。
If you're reading the Chinese translation, it might be harder.
比方说。
For example.
永辉弟兄。
Brother 永辉。
我把这个事情比。摆在我们两个人身上啊。
I'll just use us two as an example.
我对永辉弟兄说。
I say to my brother.
说什么？
What do I say?
你是我的儿子。
You're my son.
但是不是呢？
But is that true?
你怎么看都不是。
You, no matter how, whatever way you look at it, it doesn't look like it.
因为你八十几岁。
Because you're in your 80s.
永辉我不说到他的多少年。
I won't tell you how old our brother is.
但是起码你知道他跟我当中是可以有交通。
And, but at least you know that we can communicate among the two of us.
而我们可以谈到高处的事，也可以谈到低处的事。
We can talk about great things or trivial things.
但是我跟他谈那么些许许多多。
And we can have a good conversation.
我才告诉人家说。
And then I tell someone else.
我今天才生他出来。
I gave birth to him today.
说得通。
Is this,
你怎么样都不能通。
It does not work.
但是我们就要注意了。
So therefore we must notice.
这是什么事情？
What is this matter?
这是一个非常重要的事。
This is something very important.
因为神在这里说到，这一个是做儿子的人，他和神的关系是那么紧密的。
Because God is telling us, this man, this son of him, this son of his has a very close relationship with him.
但是神要对付他的对头的时候
，As God is going to deal with his opponent,
他要。他的对头承认、接受这一个事实。
He wants his opponent to accept, to confess to this fact.
这位受膏者是我的儿子。
That this anointed one is my son.
对头们可以提出问题来。
The opponent can propose questions.
凭什么说他是你的儿子？
They can challenge God to say, why would you, how can you call him your son?
神的回答好像很简单。
God's answer seems simple.
因为我今日生他。
Because today I have begotten him.
那这个今日生他。
So these words, today I have begotten him.
究竟是指着一般人观念里边，生养孩子的时候那样生。还是我今日生他这一个事实是让接触他的人知道是我生他的。
So this phrase about I have begotten you, is it in our common understanding giving birth to someone, or is it a phrase to describe, to let the other describe our relationship?
这段事情呢就搞得很不太清楚。
And this is not very clear.
但是问题出在哪里呢？
So where's the question?
是出在那个日子。
The problem is about the timing.
是不是一个肯定的日子？
Whether this is a certain day.
我们中文圣经就说我今日。
And the Chinese translation says, today I have.
今日就是今日嘛。
Today is today.
不管什么事情今日就是今日。
No matter what today is today.
你从前怎么跟他说话就是 是从前的事。
Whatever's done before is in the past.
但是生出他来了是今天的事。
But it is today that I have given birth to him.
不合理。
Not logical.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
理不是在这个文字。
The logic is not in the words.
理是神说这个今日是哪一日。
So the logic is upon what the day,、what day God is referring to as he says today.
我们说中文就说今日。
We use the word today.
英文怎么说呢？
The word used is today.
还是 today?
Today.
那这个版本需要修正一点。
We might need to correct this version.
如果你回到原文上面去看
If you go back to the original text, you will see the problem.
我在这的这一天
The original text used this day.
我在这一天生你
I had begotten you on this day.
这个是那个原来的那个发表
This is the original text.
那是为什么说是今天这一天我生你的。
Why does he say, this day I have begotten you?
这一天没有说到是昨天今天和后天。
This day does not matter whether it's yesterday, today, or tomorrow.
他就是说到这一天。
He just said, it's this day.
什么事情呢？
What is the matter?
我们感谢主。
We thank the
Lord. 这是说到这一位受膏者，他怎么给人承认接受是神的受膏者
So it talks about how is the anointed being accepted and being confessed that he is the anointed one of God.
有一个时间
There is a
很清楚的来指明他是神的儿子
There is an issue of time. It's clearly pointed out that he is the son of God.
什么时间
What is the timing?
当神的儿子成为人在地上走过了十字架的路埋葬在坟墓里
When the Son of God who came to the world and he walked the journey of men and he was buried in the tomb
你看到这里就说这是一个普通人
And if you have looked thus far it seems to be an ordinary man
但是你看到了这一个日子
But when you come to this particular day,
我们的主从死里复活
that our Lord has risen from the dead
这一位复活的主
and the resurrected Lord
这一位显明生命的主
and this Lord who manifests life
这一位把生命带来给人的主
and this Lord who will bring life to man
就显明他跟神的关系
he manifests his relationship with God
他是神的儿子
he is the son of God
神承认他是神的儿子
and God declared
他是他的儿子
God declared that he is his son
那弟兄姊妹我花这段时间说这个事情我做什么呢
so brothers and sisters why did I spend so much time explaining this
这就和整本卷的诗篇
this has to do with the whole psalm
说到的事情
That all the matters included in the book of Psalms.
和第一篇所指出的那一个严肃的拣选神的问题。
And compared to the, what's recorded in first Psalm about the choice between God, whether you choose God or not.
就和这一位受膏者是有了发生了直接的关系。
It has a direct relationship with this anointed one.
因为他。
Because of him.
所以显出他是神的儿子。
The reason that he is shown forth as the Son of God.
因为他经过死而复活。
Because he has experienced death and then he resurrected.
他为什么死
？Why did he die？
为了除掉人和神中间的间隔。
It's for removing the obstacle between God and man.
怎么是承认呢
？How
怎么能去怎么去除去呢
？How can he remove this？
他把人在神面前堕落、迷失而引来的那个结局，从人的身上接到他自己。 的身上来。
So the consequence or the result of the fall of man and because of man's choice and what that brought about, he took that consequence upon himself.
当他把这个事情接到自己身上来的时候
when he had taken this upon himself,
弟兄姊妹都知道了
brothers and sisters would know,
我们所有罪和死一切和神的间隔都在他身上解决了
All related matters, the death and the sin and all the consequences had been resolved upon this man.
那因此我们就看到一件事情
So therefore we see one thing.
属灵的征战是什么
What is the spiritual battle?
乃是神与撒旦去争夺人
It's the battle of God and Satan fighting for man.
神要把人从撒旦的手里收回来
God wants to recover men from the hand of Satan.
但是撒旦又向神说你凭什么把他收回来
So Satan would challenge God and say, Why, how can you recover men? By what are you doing this? What is the problem?
你说你是公义的神
You said you are a God of righteousness.
你是圣洁的神
You are the holy God.
你怎么可以把人收回来呢
How can you recover men?
你看这些人
Look at these men.
每一个人都是肮肮脏脏的
Each of them filthy.
每一个人都不是拣选第一篇里面说的什么拣选那个义人的道路的
Not even one would choose the way of the righteous
都是走在恶人的路上
They are all walking on the way of the ungodly
你怎么可以这样把他们收回来呢
How can you recover them?
神就是回答一件事
God just gave one answer
你看我的儿子
Look at my son
他承担了他们的一切
He has taken all the consequences
这一个承担就叫我们的罪我们的愚昧我们在神面前抵挡神所带出来一切的恶事都有了解决
So now there is a solution to all the sin and all our wrong choices, all the consequences, all our rejections of God. Now we found a solution.
神把我们收回，并没有损失到神的公义。
God, that the recovery of us to back to God has not damaged God's righteousness.
因为神的儿子一摆在那里，我们就看到那一件事情。是怎么可以解决
Because as soon as we display the Son of God, you will see how the matter was resolved.
我提这么多的事情
I'm mentioning all these matters.
那是让弟兄姊妹们很清楚的能掌握住
So the brothers and sisters can clearly understand.
神说我已经立他做我的王
God said, I had set him as my king.
他怎么可以做王做神所立的王
How can he become the one king that God has established?
因为他解决了一切属灵的征战里边所搅缠在一起不容易搞得清楚的问题
Because he has already resolved all the issues that's brought about in the spiritual warfare.
因为神撒旦只是跟神说这个话他没有夸大的
Because when Satan spoke these words to God, he did not exaggerate.
因为他可以让神说
He could say to God,
你不是把律法给了他们吗
Didn't you give them the law?
那按照律法上面所定规的
According to the laws and the statutes.
如果不跟随你的
if you, those who do not follow you,
就一定要死亡
they will die.
那现在
But now,
他们没有，如果你不让他们进到那个死亡的范围里
If you did not allow them to go into the realm of death
你的公义就受了伤害
Then your righteousness will be damaged
感谢神
Thank the Lord
神说借着我的儿子
Through my son
他承担了他们的一切
He has carried all their sins.
人在神的面前再没有难处。
Men no longer have difficulties.
那这个话在当时旧约来说呢？
These words spoken in the Old Testament time.
人很难完全的领会。
It will be hard for men to completely understand.
但现在摆在新约里面，我们去要了解呢？
But now under the new covenant, it's for us to understand.
那是非常容易。
That's very easy.
所以，我为什么讲这一段话？
Why did I speak these words?
乃是说出我们读诗篇的时候，你千万要记住一件事。
That is to say, when we read the book of Psalms, you must remember one thing.
神在诗篇里头向人说话的时候，
when God has spoken to men in these Psalms,
是人活在律法的要求底下的那一个显出来的光景。
It is the condition when men were still living under the laws and the requirements of the laws.
特别要再提一点点。
So I'd like to specially mention one more point.
那第一篇里边说得很清楚。
First Psalm is very clearly spoken.
恶人的路，义人的路。
The way of the righteous and the way of the ungodly.
怎么决定义人的路和恶人的路？
How would you determine the way of the righteous and the way of the ungodly?
那里就说根据神的话。
Then it says it's based upon the word of God.
而神的话在旧约的日子，对以色列人也好，对外邦人也好。
The word of God in the Old Testament time, whether it's towards the children of God, the Israelites, or the Gentiles.
神的话就是神的律法。
And the word of God is the law of God.
那当人活在神面前活得对。
When men live rightly before God.
你怎么判别你活得对？
How would you judge or decide, determine whether you're living rightly or not?
就看你对神的律法有没有遵守。
It is determined by whether you have followed the commands of the laws of God. You have followed the word and the law of God.
活在义人的路上。
Then you are living on the way of the righteous.
弟兄姊妹们，现在你听到我说这个话和新约神给我们那个恩典的带领发生矛盾了。
Now you see my words will have a conflict with the New Testament that under the law of grace.
那为什么会有这个矛盾呢？
Why would there be such a conflict?
所以我在这里我顺便说出去。
So I just like to mention.
今天许许多多的宗教，连同基督教在里头。
Today there are many different religions, including Christianity.
如果我们不知道神做工的那个法则，
if we did not know the principle of God's working,
我们常常就乐在这个恶人的路上而不知是。
We would often fall under the way of the ungodly without being conscious of it.
我扯出去说。
Let me go on a tangent.
一切的宗教。
All religions
都是告诉人说，你凭你自己所做的，就什么问题都解决。
And that they all tell you by what you do, rely on yourself that you will resolve all problems.
如果你要到西天去啊，那你现在就要好好的修行。
And if you want to go to Nirvana, you have to do your good deeds.
如果你要成为神仙呢，那你要现在好好的念佛。
And if you want to become a god, you have to go and refine and train yourself, exercise, refine yourself.
那这都是凭着人的自己所能做的，而到神的定规的里面去。
It's all because of men's own work, and then they try to get to God's way.
但是要解决我们读诗篇里面的一个难处啊。
In order to resolve a difficulty in reading the Psalms.
我要请弟兄姊妹翻一翻圣经。
I'd like you to turn to your Bibles.
那是在生命记。
Deuteronomy.
弟兄姊妹，请找到那里。
Please turn your books, turn your Bibles to Deuteronomy. 第六章。Chapter 6.
最末了的那一节是圣经。
The last verse in chapter 6.
我们若照耶和华我们神所吩咐的一切诫命谨守遵行，这就是我们的义了。
Deuteronomy 6:25. Then it will be righteousness for us if we are careful to observe all these commandments before the Lord our God as he has commanded us.
弟兄姊妹们，你看到在旧约的时候神给人律法。
Brothers and sisters, you see, in the time of the Old Covenant, the Old Testament, God had given the laws, the statutes, commandments to men.
目的在哪里？
What's the purpose?
有好多方面。
There are many folds.
今天我不是说那个律法各方面。
I'm not going into different facets of the commandments.
我是说，也特别是说到，特别是给以色列人看到，你怎么能好好地活在神的面前。
But I want to point out specially that God had told the Israelites, how can you live rightly before God?
你怎么能成为义？
How can you be righteous?
弟兄姊妹，生命记这里就说得很清楚。
Brothers and sisters, clearly stated here in Deuteronomy,
你谨守遵行神的话，
if you carefully observe all the commandments,
这就是我们的义了。
And this will be our righteousness.
那这个是很重要的事情。
This is very important.
重要在什么地方呢？
Where is the importance?
那就是神把律法给人的那个安排。
And so this is the plan that God had given the laws and the commandments to men.
那按实事上来说，
And looking at the facts,
如果人能按照神的给的律法来完全的做成的时候，
If men can indeed observe all the laws and commandments that God had given men,
那当然你就是在神的面前很蒙福。
Then of course you'll be blessed before God.
因为你走在义人的路上。
Because you're walking on the way of the godly or the righteous.
但是你这个义是怎么来的呢？
But where does this righteousness come from?
那这里就很清楚给我们看到。
Clearly shown us that carefully you observe the word of God. And if you properly and carefully observe the words of God, then it's your righteousness. The words are simple, but to put it into practice, it's not so simple anymore.
不简单在什么地方？
Why is it not so simple anymore?
是我这样行，我就在神的面前成为义人。
It's true, if I observe these laws and I will act this way, I will be a righteous in the sight of God.
但是问题在哪里？
But the problem is this.
你我都是吃了分别善恶树上果子的人的后裔。
You and I are all descendants from the man who had taken the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
什么事情都是以自己为主。
And everything would be self-centered.
那你要遵循神的律法。
And so for you to observe God's law.
神的律法如果合我的心意， it, 那我跟上去没有难处。
If the law of God is compatible with my desire, then there's no problem.
但是如果神的那个要求与我的心是有距离的时候呢？
But if there's a difference between God's requirement and my preference,
那就要考虑考虑。
Then we need to reconsider.
结果就是说，我走我的路，神的律法就搁在一边。
But the result would be I take my way and you put God's commands aside.
这是什么？
So what is this?
这不是罗马书第八章里边开头就指出来了的那个问题吗？
Isn't the same problem pointed out to us in the book of Romans?
律法没有错。
There's nothing wrong with the law.
是把人带到神的面前。
It is true, it will lead men to
God. 但是问题就出在这个人。
But the problem is upon this man.
你活不出来。
You cannot accomplish
it. 你接受这个意思是很容易。
Very easy for you to accept this the requirement.
你活出律法来呢，就很不是那么简单。
It's not so simple for you to put it into practice.
那个结果就是说，
and the result is
没有一人。
There is no one righteous.
连一个都没有。
Not even one.
好了。
Okay.
人还在神面前有路吗？
Is there still any way for men before God?
我们读旧约诗篇的时候
We read the Old Testament, the Psalms.
除非我们不实际地进到诗篇的话里。
If we did not go into the word very practically,
如果我们真的要进到诗篇的话里
otherwise, if we truly want to go and dig in, we will realize
很困扰
very confusing.
简单的来说
simply put,
我们不是提过上次不是提过吗
Didn't we mention last time?
诗篇分成五卷
There are five sections in the Psalms
就是五个部分
There's five major sections
头一个部分
The first section
就说到一个生命的成长的经历
It talks about the experience of this growing life
最末后的那一部分
And the last
乃是说出人在神的面前成了一个赞美神的人。
The last section talks about how men had turned to a man of praise before God.
你说有什么区别的
So you ask, what's the difference?
有区别的。
There is a difference.
那我刚才用了那么多时间来说那一个部分，乃是为了弟兄姊妹现在你来又要看到一件事。
So I spent so much time to explain what I just did is for you to understand what I'm going to tell you now.
那上次我们特别用大卫的属灵的经历来指出着，他起初以为他是被人追赶的人。
So we used last time the experience of David to explain that at the beginning, David thought that he was a man being chased or persecuted.
等到后来他就成了神所合神心意的人。
And later on, he became a man after God's
heart. 这个属灵的经历是怎么出来的呢
So how does this experience come about, this change, spiritual experience?
既然神已经定规了。
Since God has already
decided
that you will follow His word completely,
你完全遵行神的话，你就成为义人。
If you completely follow God's word, that you will be a righteous man.
我们很容易答应神说，我们愿意遵从。
It's easy for us to say that yes, I will. I'm willing to follow.
等到我们实际进到生活和我们在地上所要应付的一切的时候，我们的本相。就全露出来。
But in reality, when we deal with our daily lives on earth, then we will show off our true state.
那我请弟兄姊妹们留意一件事。
I'd like to ask brothers and sisters to notice one thing.
如果你读诗篇的头一个部分
，If you read the first section of Psalms，
不错，你真的是看见大卫不住的是给人追赶。
It's true, you will see that David was continuously persecuted by men.
我们老早已经说过了，等到大卫明白了神在他身上做工的目的，他就不觉得神在追赶他了。
And we already mentioned this, that until David understands that God's purpose upon him, he will no longer feel that he was being persecuted.
而是神在借着各种各样的事情是催促他
it's not, he's not persecuted by men but it's God who's using these incidents to mold him
催促是什么呢
to prompt him
生命的成长
to prompt the growth in his life
然后借着生命的成长
and through this growth in his life
就更深的认识神
That he can even more deeply understand God. So he gets to know God deeper.
他就一定会靠着神的自己来去跟随神的话语。
Then he, as he get to know God deeper, then he would follow God by God's word.
那我举一个很具体的例子。
Let me give you a concrete example.
我们看第一部分的时候。
As we look at the first section.
不错，大卫是在被追赶的光景里。
It's true, David is under the situation of being persecuted continuously.
被神追赶的时候。
When he was persecuted.
他一直是仰望神。
He kept looking up to God.
仰望神做他的拯救。
He was looking up to God as his, a savior. rescuer.
那个追赶的事情过去以后，
so after he's being chased,
大卫的难处是解决了。
So his problem seems to have dissolved.
怎么解决的呢？
How were they resolved?
是神的启示，神的出头，神的工作，把他的难处带过去。
It's God's revelation and God's work and brought him, God brought him over these difficulties.
所以弟兄姊妹，读第一部分的时候，你看到大卫给扫罗追赶，大卫给什么什么事情，大卫又跑到腓力士地去，那么这些你都看到了。
And so you see, when you read the first section, you see how David was chased and persecuted by Saul, by the Philistines, and by all these different matters.
但是这个难，这是难处。大卫就是说，神啊，你要救我脱离这些难处。
So David would call out to God for him to deliver him from these difficulties.
那结果神也是把他一步一步的带过来。
And so God led him step by step.
好，经过了这个事情。
So after this incident,
大卫对神的认识是深多了。
David's knowledge of God had grown deeper.
那我特别提这个部分。
I'm mentioning this.
然后说到你读到的诗篇最末后的时候，就成了一个赞美的人。
And then we compare to the end of the Psalms how David had become a man of praise.
其中部分 也是大卫的经历的发表。
And part of that is also an expression of David's experience.
我想请弟兄姊妹你开始留意。
I'd like to ask brothers and sisters to begin to notice. 在第一部分，
神，他向神，仰望神去接受解决难处的时候。
So in the first part, how David is looking up to God to resolve his problems.
他承受过来了。
He has endured it.
所以他在诗篇的每一篇里面都在那里问着神啊，你拯救我，你帮助我。
So in each of these psalms that David, you will see how he asked God to help him, to deliver him, to answer him.
神都答应他。
And God indeed answered him.
那在他从神的那个答应的里头。
And in God's answer to him.
就对神和他的关系有了一步过一步的领会的清楚深刻。
And he had a deeper and clearer understanding of God's guidance on him.
但是你不能不注意。
But you can't help but take note.
在开头那一部分，他因着神在他身上所做的，他感谢神。
In the beginning part, because of what God has done upon him, he gave thanks to God.
这个反应没有错。
There's nothing wrong with such a response.
但弟兄姊妹，你记得上一次我们交通的时候提到一件事。
But you remember last time as we shared on this, we mentioned one thing.
那这次是什么呢？
What is that?
他知道神是可以依靠的神。
He knows that God is a trustworthy one.
我去寻求他。
I am seeking after him.
他就会给我解决一切的难处。
He will resolve all my problems.
但是在我这一方面呢？
But upon me,
我必须是一个活得在他面前对的人。
But I must live rightly before God.
那因此神不能不答应我的祷告。
And therefore God cannot help but answer my prayers.
弟兄姊妹，关键就在这里。
Brothers and sisters, this is where
the key is. 我们上次不是看过一节经文吗？
Didn't we look at one verse last time?
神啊，
God,
你检查我。
Examine me.
我没有得罪任何人。
I did not offend against anyone.
我没有给一些寻求我帮助的人空手回去。
I did not turn away anybody who seeks help.
但是为什么我会碰到这些难处呢？
Why am I still encountering such difficulties?
现在我到你面前来仰望你。
Now I look upon you.
你听了我的祈求。
You heard my prayer.
我知道。
I know that.
因为你的检查里面看到我活得对。
Because in your examination, you can see that I have lived rightly.
如果我活得不对的话
And if I did not live rightly
你就不会答应我
You would not answer me
你不能说这个话错
You can't say there's anything wrong with these words.
因为刚才我说了一大堆那个旧约里面的特点呢，乃是说出你如果能遵循我的话，你这就是你的意思。
Because I said, in all the words I mentioned that in the Old Testament time, if you have kept God's commandment and His law, then this is your righteousness.
如果你不这样行的话呢
？And if you did not keep these laws,
啊，你就不一定能从神那里接受到什么。
Then you may not gain anything from God.
你记得又是诗篇里边开头部分的话。
You know, this is again the words from the beginning of the Psalms.
大卫明明在那说的。
David said clearly.
神啊，你看到我是怎么活在你面前。
God, you see how I live before you.
我也真实的知道。
I truly know.
慈爱的人你也用慈爱待他。
And you will have compassion upon those who have compassion.
那个，我实际上记不起来了。我翻到那里看，好像是在十五篇。弟兄姊妹，你找看，是不是十五篇？啊，对了，十八篇，不是十五篇。
Psalm 18。
从二十三节，我念一念。
Starting from verse 23, Psalm 18:23。
我在他面前做了完全人。我也保守自己远离我的罪孽所以耶和华按我的公义按我在他眼前手中的清洁偿还我
Psalm 18:23 I was also blameless before him and I kept myself from my iniquity therefore the Lord has recompensed me according to my righteousness according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight
慈爱的人你以慈爱待他
And you will have mercy upon those that are merciful.
完全的人，你以完全待他。
With a blameless man, you will show yourself blameless.
清洁的人，你以清洁待他。
With the pure, you will show yourself pure.
歪皮的人，你以弯曲待他。
With the devious, you will show yourself shrewd.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你就看到，在旧约里头，他们认识神。是带着自己。
And so you see in the Old Testament, how men know God is with themselves.
我在神面前承受恩典。
I receive grace from God.
因为我拣选了义人的路。
Because I have chosen the way of righteous.
如果我不拣选义人的路。
If I did not choose the way of righteous, God will not take care of me.
你不能说这个话完全不对。
You can't claim anything wrong with these words.
但是我不细细去说。
But I won't go into detail.
但我只要弟兄姊妹，你留意到，在旧约的时候是有这么一些的特别的神给他们的认定。
So I want brothers and sisters to know that in the Old Testament, this is what God had wanted these men to know, this kind of knowledge.
如果你活得不对，你寻求神去帮助，神也不帮助你。
If you did not live rightly or righteously before God, then you're seeking God's help, God may not help you.
尤其是刚才他说。
Especially what it mentioned here.
弯曲的人。
Those devious ones.
神怎么样？
What did God, how did God show himself to them?
是神又弯曲待他是不是
No. Did God show himself as devious to them?
不是。
That's not true.
因为那句话是这样说。
The words here is,
歪皮的人。
With the devious.
你在神的面前。糊里糊涂的。
If you are confused before God.
神就让你。弯曲的更多一些。
And God will allow you to be even more devious.
那因此你看到在旧约里头蒙恩是有那么许许多多的功课在那里。
So you see for the people under the old covenant to be receive grace, there's a lot of work for them, a lot of homework for them.
特别在这一个部分。
And especially this portion.
你看到了，所以。大卫在神面前感谢的话是不住的，但是他在感谢的里头还是在那里表明神啊，因为我活得对。
And you see, there are many words of thanksgiving from David to God. In his thanksgiving, you still see in David's word that he won't forget to remind God that he's living rightly and in the righteous way.
但是在诗篇的里头,
but yet in the Psalms,
神要大卫的生命要成长,
God wants the life of David to grow even more.
不能活在这样的光景里,
he doesn't want him to continue live in this condition.
神又让大卫很清楚地知道, 神对人的祝福, 那是神的念头, 神心里头所甘愿做的。
God wants David to know that the blessings that God has shown to men, it's in God's heart. It's what God wants to do, what God desires to do, that is to help, to bless men.
但是如果你不跟着神的心思来行走,
and if you're not following in God's heart,
神要伸手给你祝福, 但是是你的事情在哪里挡住神的手, 不能
God wants to extend His hand of mercy and blessings to you, but it's your own ways that is blocking God's in blessing you.
他会能不如果是这样的话,
if David was this way,
他是不是可以就一直在神的面前成长成长成长?
Could he still grow and grow and grow before God?
弟兄姊妹们, 你留意到,
brothers and sisters, you would take note.
在诗篇的里头,
in the book of Psalms,
它记下大卫的好,
it recorded the goodness of David.
也记下大卫的非常不好,
it also recorded the evil things that David did.
大卫在神的面前非常不好,
and David has done some very bad things before God.
不只有一件事, 有很好些事。
Not only one incident, but many.
问题出在哪里?
So where's the problem?
按照我们来看,
but in our view,
大卫在难处寻求神的时候, 是他自己没有得出什么权柄和地位的时候,
in David seeking God's help in his difficulties, it's while he was still without power at that point.
但是后来等到他自己让神升高了,
but later on when he was raised up by God,
坐到王位上了,
he was sitting on his throne.
出问题了,
there's a problem.
问题最大的出了一件事八十八的事,
and you see the biggest problem there, the matter of Bathsheba.
本人固然是犯罪, 并且还因着那个事情弄到杀人了,
and not only he sinned and he also caused consequence for his family.
你说那大卫怎么可能从被追赶的人能成为一个合神心意的人呢?
So you would ask, how did David change from one who's being persecuted to being a man after God's heart?
并且还有一个事情,
one more thing.
大卫 经历这许许多多的事情,
David experienced many things.
神还纪念他,
and God still remembers him.
怎么可以的?
How was that so?
在旧约的那个原则上来说, 这个大卫蒙纪念的条件全都没有了。
Under the principle of the Old Testament, then there is no ground for God to remember him anymore.
但是我们必须要注意,
but we must notice,
为什么大卫在以前他能按照神的话语紧紧地跟随?
Why was David able to follow and keep God's command before?
那现在有了权位了以后,
now that he's in power,
他就做了一些律法里面 定为死罪的那些罪,
he's committed some sin that will cause death in the laws.
那他怎么可能从生命成长的人成为一个生命退后的人?
So how was he changed from a person who is growing in life to one who has backslide.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这诗篇里头也把这一件事情摆在那里。
The book of Psalms has displayed this story before us.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这是有一个很明显的光照给我们。
This is a very clear and apparent enlightenment.
我们在承受多少难处的时候，
when we are undergoing many difficulties and hardship,
我们会比较明朗一点去寻求神。
And it would be for us clear, it would be clearer for us to how to follow and pursue after God.
等到我们有一些属灵上的成长了。
But once we attain some growth spiritually,
或者说我们的在地上的权柄和地位给升高了。
Or that our earthly position, a power had been raised up.
一个很自然的现象跑出来。
A very natural phenomenon would come.
什么事呢？
What would that be?
我现在是特别的人。
I am a special person now.
我有权柄，
I have power.
脱离那个律法的指引。
I have the power to depart from the direction of the law.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters.
大卫这一件事情是比较严肃。
The incidents with David is quite solemn.
我们也许没有那么严肃的事情。
Maybe we are not bothered by such a serious matter.
但是我们常常会碰到一些事。
But often we would encounter.
在我们生命成长的过程里头，我们认识神多了一点。
In our process of our spiritual growth, our growth in life, in knowing God.
经历神多了一点。
And the more experience we have with God.
认识神。这所做和所要也多了一点。
And we have an increase in knowledge of what God has done and who He is.
我们就有意无意的把自己升高了。
Consciously or unconsciously, we would uplift ourselves.
许多神的话是对他们讲的。
A lot of these words of God are spoken to others.
因为他们是初信的。
Because they are new believers.
因为他们是对神的话认识不多。
Because they have limited understanding of God's
word. 他们必须要让神的话来指导。
And therefore they must be instructed in the word of God.
我现在不一样。
But it's different with me.
我对神的事情认识。
I have more understanding. I have a lot more understanding in God's matters and my experience.
所以我现在可以，有许许多的，我都不知道用什么的文字来说它清楚。
And so I don't know how to describe this clearly with words.
我可以不受约束。
And then I can be less bound.
弟兄姊妹，就是我们生命成长里面常常会碰到的事。
This is something that we often would encounter in our spiritual growth.
那因此，他的八十八的那件事情。就显得更厉害了。
And so upon the matter of Bathsheba, you know how that is become clear.
但是感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
按照他的所做的，他虽然是坐在王位上。
According to what he has done, even though he was seated on the throne.
他也该是被杀的。
He should have been sentenced to death.
但是事实上，大卫在那件事情是怎么样呢？
But in reality, what happened to David?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当先知给他一指出问题的时候，
When the prophet had pointed out to him what the problem was,
他在神面前完全服下来。
He completely submitted before God.
是，我错了。
Yes, I am wrong.
我完全错了。
I'm completely wrong.
我在这件事情，神啊，我不敢求你饶恕。
Upon this matter, I dare not ask for forgiveness from you, God.
但是我却领会你的心意。
But I now understand your heart.
你，我是现在要向你求怜悯。
I'm asking for mercy now.
那他那件事情的经过我不详细说，但弟兄姊妹，你能从他整个的经历里头。你了解到一件事。
I won't go into the detail of that whole incident, but you can understand from his experience.
你再把这个事情翻过来。
If you turn this matter around,
回到那个 诗篇说到大卫恶语八十八的事情的时候，
Go back to the part of the psalm where it's talking about David and Bathsheba.
在那个极深的难处的里头，
In that very depth of the problem,
他没有因着他自己是坐在王位上。
He did not, because he was sitting on the throne.
我现在成了有权柄的人。
Now that I'm a person in power.
所以我能免去许许多多神的要求。
Therefore, I am immune from being required, these God's requirements.
没有，他整个都服下来。
And he completely submitted.
那当然上神求多有多多方面的恩典的祈求。
And of course, there's many cry out for mercy, for grace before God.
但是神没有答应。
But God did not answer.
没有，不是说他全部不答应。
It's not to say that God did not answer all of them.
但是对照他就承担的责任那一方面。
For the part, for the responsibility that he needed to carry.
他算神求恩典，神没有一点。答应他。
He asked for grace from God, but God did not answer.
但是当他经过那样的事情，
But since he experienced such matters,
他领会到一件事。
He understood one thing.
他在神面前不能因为我的地位高，我就可以越过神的权柄。
He cannot claim that he has a higher power, higher position, that he could have special immunity from it.
所以在其中有一件事情，我不得不提一提的。
So there's one thing I can't help but must mention.
他知道。
He knew.
他过去一直蒙恩，是因为他的确是一个寻求神的人。
In the past, he had received much grace because he is one
who is
going after God. But in this spiritual growth,
不能用旧的生命的经历来维持我们今天在神的面前继续的往前走。
You cannot use your old experience in this life to continue for today's growth.
所以他很清楚的在神面前有两件事情
so clearly,
在八十八的事上面能让他体会到出来。
So there are two things that he get to understand upon this matter of Bathsheba.
第一件事情。
The first matter.
他说神啊，求你不要从我身上收回你的圣灵。
He said, do not take away your spirit from me.
那他就说知道一件事了。
So he knew of one thing.
如果我不跟随，我没有资格，因为我现在在高位了，我就可以越过主的权柄。
He's not qualified to, even though he's at a high position, he still does not qualify to bypass God's power.
他明显的知道，在过去一切他所经历的事情，都是神借着圣灵与他同在。
He clearly knew that all that he experienced in the past, it was God'sA presence with him through the Spirit.
而不是只是因为他是一个好人，所以神就赐福给他。
It wasn't purely because he was a good man that God has blessed him.
而那个只是不阻挡神做工的手而已。
That only is such that it did not stop God's hand in blessing him.
那他在神的面前能越过许许多多的难处，乃是因着神的恩典和怜悯。
That he was able to bypass a lot of difficulties because of God's grace and mercy.
你看他以前不是 在那里说，神啊，你看到我这样正规的人呢，你不向我赐福，那就是不公道了。
And didn't he say that since I'm so righteous before you, even did not bless me, that would not be fair.
现在他不敢说这个话。
Now he dare not speak the words.
他现在知道了。
He now knows.
如果神不是借着圣灵的同在，
If it wasn't for the presence of the Holy Spirit,
我什么事情都做不来。
I could do nothing.
那现在我落得那么大的难的 亏欠的时候。
Now I have fallen so deep in such a great difficulty and hardship.
神，我求你一件事情。
God, let me ask you of one thing.
不要从我收回你的圣灵。
Please do not take away your spirit from me.
那这个是在旧约里头神做工的一个方法，是。我不详细在这说了。
And so this is one of the methods that God worked in the Old Testament.
不像我们现在在新约。
It's unlike in the New Testament.
你信主的那一刻，圣灵就住在你里头。
Unlike now, the moment that you accepted the Lord, the Holy Spirit indwells you.
在旧约的时候不是这样。
That's not the case in the Old Testament.
神要用这个人，神就把圣灵赏赐给那人。
If God would use this person, God would grant them that spirit.
你跟不上神的。动作的时候，神就从你身上收回。
If you're falling behind and cannot follow God's word, God will take that spirit away.
所以他在神面前知道他要求的是什么。
So he knows what he needs to ask before God.
神的不是你的祝福。
God, if it wasn't your blessing,
是你的同在。
It is your presence.
那为了解决这个同在。
In order to resolve this presence,
神的，你让我立刻来献祭。去解决这个问题 God, 我马上就来做
God please let me allow me to make sacrifice and make offerings for you to resolve this
但是很宝贵的是在这里
But what is more precious
因为那时的堕落大陆堕落的那么深
And because of how deeply he had fallen
而神在他身上也显出了神的体恤和怜悯
And God also showed forth His mercy and sympathy.
他就深一层了解到，献祭寻求神的怜悯，不能只是一个外面的动作。
He has a deeper understanding that this, in order to seek God's mercy, is no longer sufficient to have an outward motion of offering sacrifice.
必须要很明显的。恢复与神的关系。
You must clearly have a clear restore of relationship with God.
那又怎么能恢复呢
？So how can you restore this relationship? We thank God.
在大卫的那一次的堕落那里头。
In that fall of David.
他里经过神在他身上的管教、击打，而他也苏醒过来以后。
He experienced God's discipline and God's striking and his return.
那他里面就很清楚了。
And he become clear within him.
神在律法里头给我有献祭的恩典。
God has given me the grace of offering sacrifice in the law.
但是真正叫我在神面前蒙纪念的。
But in order for me to be truly remembered by God,
乃是那些祭所表明的那个属灵的实意。
It is the true spiritual meaning behind those sacrifices.
那就是一引就引到神的受膏者的问题了。
And that will bring us to the anointed one of God.
所以你要看深一点的话，你看大卫在一切的事情上。所以能被神纪念乃是他没有胆量完全的离开神。
And you see, if you look deeper, you see the reason David is remembered by God is because in all things, David dare not turn away from God.
他可以有一阵子的和神中间发生难处。
It's possible for a short period, temporarily, he has a problem with God.
但是他真的转回过来的时候。
But when he turned around,
弟兄姊妹们，你就看到了。
Brothers and sisters, you will see.
许多的问题。
Many problems.
首先，我不知道时间上边，他跟要为神建造圣殿哪一件事情在前。
I don't know in time-wise which one comes first, whether this problem comes first or the time that he wanted to build the temple for God.
但是你从历史上面去看大卫所做的事。
Looking at history for what David had done.
大卫在末后的日子。
In the latter days of David.
越过越能脱离他自己。
The he got older, the more he was able to be rid of himself.
特别显明在，不因为我现在做了王，君王，我就是权柄，我就是一切。
It manifests in the mannerism that he did not say that because he's the king that he has power over all.
相反的，他更懂得伏在主的权柄的底下。
Conversely, even more so, he's able to bow and submit before God's power.
所以我们在读那个诗篇的时候
，So as we read the book of Psalms,
有一些基本的观念我们要明确一点。
There are some fundamental concepts that we need to be clear about.
也就是给我们看到生命吞没死亡的那一个具体的显在我们身上的。
It will show us concretely how life would overcome and swallow up death, and how it will manifest upon us in concrete terms.
那我们特别提到，我们要从一个成长的生命，一直要给带到做王的生命。
So especially we would mention how a growing life will be turned into a kingly life.
那我们怎么来走这段路呢？
How do we walk this path?
在这两个主日，我今天过了好多时间。
So in these last two Sundays, I have passed my time.
我和弟兄姊妹这样的，交通一个概略上的了解，来知道我们该怎么来读诗篇。
I share with brothers and sisters in an overview type of understanding how we should read this book.
然后弟兄姊妹你就看到了。
And so brothers and sisters,
刚才我提过
I mentioned earlier.
起初大卫在神的面前，他懂得感谢神。
At the beginning, David, before God, he knew how to give thanks to God.
因为神给他做了很多的事。
Because God had done a lot for him.
但是等到最末了呢？
But towards the end,
就是第五篇第五句。诗篇最末后的一部分呢
？So the fifth or the last part of the psalm.
全是赞美的话。
It's all words of praise.
提到那个赞美的时候，就不讲神啊，你做了什么，所以我们赞美你。
And when it's words of praise, it's not because God what you have done, and therefore I am giving you thanks.
没有。
Or giving you praise. That's not the case.
你看那个一摆出来神啊，你就是可赞美的。
And you will see those words of God, you are worthy.
从个人的赞美到全体的赞美。
And the individual praises or corporate praises.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这个过程是怎么过来的？
How is this process made?
整卷的诗篇给我们一个答案。
Of Psalms has given us an answer.
让我们很清楚的来看到。
So we can clearly see.
生命的成长。
This growth of life.
是必须不能停留在成长的阶段。
It cannot just stop at the stage of just mere growth.
不是说，哎呀，我每个主日我都来聚会啊，我生命成长得很好。
You can't say that, oh, every Sunday I come to meeting, I'm growing well.
不是在这是外面的事。
It's not these outward matters.
要紧的是。
What's important?
主在我这个人身上，他的权柄能不能自由地运行？
The Lord.Power upon me, is it able to work on me freely?
就我的生命一直维持着成长，直到长成到做王的生命。
That my life would be able to grow and continue to grow until I reach the life of a king.
详细的来去留意诗篇，那么我们从礼拜二开查经的时候。才细细的去看。
And so in the following Tuesday Bible studies, we'll look into each psalm in more detail.
但是我们真知道一件事。
But we truly know one thing.
神要我们每一个。
God wants each one of us.
都能维持生命的成长。
That we would continue and maintain this growth of life.
直到做王的生命在我们身上成形。
Until this life of a king can be formed in us.
这是我们一生的功课。
This is our lifelong lesson.
但是也是神的应许，他 不离开我们。
It is also God's promise that He will never leave us.
你再留意。
You pay attention.
大卫和许许多多的旧约里边的人所渴慕的是住在圣殿里。
David and a lot of Old Testament characters, they are longing and desiring to live in God's temple.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
你看到神把我们在新约里的里头的人。
You see how God treated us who live in the New Testament.
在生命成长到做完生命的时候。
In this life, growing until the kingly life.
是住在殿里头与主到永远。
You're living in the temple with God forever.
还是
Or
你们与主联合成为一个
That you are one, connected, united with the Lord, one with the Lord.
读诗篇你最高就到了住在神的殿里
In the Psalms, you see the highest point you reach is to dwell with his temple.
因为这个是在旧约里头神给他们的启示
Because
就是到国度为止
Because in the Old Testament time, this is God's revelation to them at, and it stopped at the kingdom.
但是感谢神
But thank God.
在神的旨意里头
In God's eternal purpose.
你我不是永远住在神的殿里
You and I are not just dwelling in God's temple forever
而是永远成为神所居住的殿
But we are forever the temple that God will abide in
那是与神合一的那个问题
That is the problem of us being one with God with Him We thank the Lord
神的祝福在诗篇里边给我们起了一个很美的头。
God's blessing has given us a beautiful beginning in Psalms.
要把我们带到完全。
And He will bring us into perfection.
我们仰望主。
We thank the Lord. We look upon Him. Let's bow and pray.
主啊，感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你把你的心意向我们解开。
You have opened up your hearts to us.
你也把人的缺陷在你面前没有遮掩的。显露出来。
You also displayed our shortcomings as men.
主啊，你要把我们带到完全。
You will bring us into that perfection.
完全合乎你的心意。
Completely satisfying your heart.
来成就属灵征战里边的要求。
To accomplish that requirement in that spiritual warfare.
主啊，我们承认我们对你的事情是有许许多多的陌生。
Well, we confess that we have many shortcomings in understanding regarding your matter.
但愿你继续用着你的话，一步一步领我们更深的进入你宝贵的心意。
May you guide us step by step with your words into your precious will.
谢谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为你是乐意这样恩待我们。
Because you are willing to be gracious to us.
因为你是定义世世代代做我们的居所。
You have decided to be our abode generations.
所以我们敢放胆到你面前来求。
Therefore, we boldly come before you to ask for it.
啊，你。做我们的居所
that you become our abode
你要也翻过来用我们做你的居所
and then you also use us as your abode
何等荣耀的事情
what a glorious matter
我们不容易领会过来
not easy for us to understand、Lord.
但是感谢主
but thank you Lord
你是照着你的应许来做
it is by your promise that you work
终于一天我们与神面对面的时候、
so、
我们就看见
we will
全都成了
see.And we will see when you meet you face to face that all will be accomplished.
荣耀归给你。
Glory be unto you, Lord.
感谢爱戴归给你。
We give you praises and our love.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.